We are honored to enter into now a time of the scriptures and in worship of God as we continue on here in our time of worship. This morning, Pastor Batson and Louise Grimes and others, including all of us, will be spending this time in a hymn sing. Pastor Batson will be referencing and reading. We'll be reading from various scriptures and going into various psalms. And I'll let him explain more as this whole time progresses. So I just hope and pray and trust and believe that this will be a time that is worshipful and brings glory to God and impacts us with His Word and His presence and His Spirit. So I hand it over to you all.
Thanks, Pastor Scott. You'll have a chance to choose some of your own favorite hymns, but there is a catch. There has to be a scripture verse or a passage of scripture or something related to scripture to go with the hymn. Now, I'll give you a little secret, and that is that there's a verse of scripture above every hymn in the hymn book. However, that might not be sufficient, and so you might need to get... I learned in college that a text without a context is a pretext. So you might need to find the context too, but the hymns that I have picked out just as samples, I have to confess that I picked out the hymns first and then brought scripture to bear on it. But what I'm hoping is that we will read the scripture and then sing the hymn in response to the scripture. That we will read the scripture and sing the hymn in response to the scripture. And I think maybe a good one to start with is the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord, which is number 401. And this being the 150th anniversary of the church, I thought that that'd be a good one to start with. And so would someone please volunteer to read Colossians 1:15-20. Colossians 1:15-20. Whoever finds it first, would you please, probably be good if you'd stand, if you don't mind, but if you'd read Colossians 1:15-20, and then we will sing the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Jen Underwood, thank you.
Bible is the Psalm 150. Psalm 150.
Psalm 150. And you're going to have to start because I only know it in the King James. Okay? All right. You know, start it.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty hands. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And would you turn now to number 56 in your hymnal, and we'll sing "To God Be the Glory." to sing, but you got to have a scripture verse. Oh, that's Scott. Okay.
Let me do the scripture verse first. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I'll stop there in verse 19. The deep, deep love of Jesus, number 352. 352. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Three verses. Let's pray. Oh, how great you are, Father God. Glorious Father who sent Jesus to bleed and die for us, oh God. Who has made us and sustains us and loves us and pours out your grace and mercy on us. How great you are, oh God. We love you and we worship you and we thank you, Father, for all your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for salvation in Christ. We thank you for heaven, the home you are preparing for us, for all who believe, forever and ever. We love you and give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Would the ushers come forward, please? A round of applause first, just for...